And your husband is the reason that everyone's here today.
Yeah.
So for the listeners who aren't sure who Laurie was,
yes,
just tell us a little bit about who Laurie was.
Yes. Well, he was my husband of 43 years. He was a very kind, very generous man, a great host, which is why our garden looks like it is, because he was party central, loved his music, so very erudite. He's a massive library of books here, had a big job, travelled the world with his job, had a lot of stress. We knew about esophageal cancer. We knew if you got it, you'd die. Bottom line, 6 weeks after diagnosis.
And what's happening with Kingston University and the hospital is amazing.
Yes.
You're funding 3 years worth of research.
Yes, no, we're only funding two.
But there is 3 years worth of research, and you've managed to fund that. That's an amazing...
Well, we enabled it to happen because it was a new proposal project when I first approached them, and that was quite soon after Laurie died. I think Laurie was somebody who always gave back to society, and I think as a family we've always tried to give back to society, in part because our eldest daughter is disabled, so we know what it's like for people who are excluded and who don't feel equal. So in many ways, both nationally and locally, and in an international way as well, that's how we tried to live our lives, because clearly we've got enough money, so, and we've got skills and we're intelligent enough, so if we could make a difference, that's what we tried to do. When Laurie died, apart from promising to keep his library intact, we're a very close family, and to try and live as Laurie would have wanted us to live, I just felt I would want other people not to have to go through what we went and through, and the statistics are appalling. People don't really refer to esophageal cancer. They'd rather not mention it until it hits them. And the reason, one of the reasons we raised so much money on the recent charity walk we did, sort of every few people we contacted, one of them said to us, but my friend's father just, my friend's husband just, my friend's uncle just. And it's just been astonishing. And it's astonishing that it's so frequent when we're talking to people, and yet people still say it's unknown, because it's clearly not unknown, it's just ignored. And maybe everybody's always thought it's hopeless, but nothing's hopeless. I mean, going to the moon wasn't perceived as hopeless, was it? So as well as trying to maintain Laurie's values in the way we lived, and I just thought, I can do something about this, because I'm a doer. I always decide if I'm going to do something, I'll do it. So I said that's what I was going to do, and we did it. And I talked to the Marsden. I had lots of meetings with the Marsden. I was very lucky. I bumped into the chairman at the end of an event they all invited me to. And one of the things he said, and this is really interesting, really important, because it's also one of our objectives, is GP education. He said he thinks the reason we lag behind the rest of the world is GP education. So I don't know anything about GP training either, but I do know people who do. So.
And what they're doing with the uni in the hospital, what's the outcome of the research?
Yes,
going
sorry.
To be?
So is to go back to that, yeah. No, it's very specific. They are looking for, it's an investigation into the possible links of HPV and esophageal and UGI cancers. And everybody says, oh, well, we know HPV is related to other cancers. There is a vaccine. There's only a specific vaccine for specific variants and for specific cancers. And cervical is the well-known one, but also head and neck. But the belief is, well, first of all, there are lots of variants of HPV, and the belief is that there are viruses that are connected to different cancers, and therefore it's felt that it was worth investigating whether specific variants of HPV could be related to esophageal cancer. So it was a three-year project. It was affordable. That was a big part of it, because although I talked to the Marsden and Surrey and all the rest of it, it was all massive money in cancer research. And I wanted it to be specific. I wanted it to be funded by the Laurie Todd Foundation. And I wanted it people I could relate to. And they're just down the road, so, you know, we can relate to them. So they're into the second year now. They're now actually taking samples of live tissue from people having endoscopies at Kingston Hospital.
That's amazing.
And when Laurie had his endoscopy, it was at the New Vic, and he'd been ill 3 weeks, that's all, and just before that we'd been cycling across France, and then he was suddenly ill, and he had his endoscopy, and I dropped him off up the road, and I said, I'll come back and get you at 4. I got a phone call, unfortunately, and I went, they'd called an emergency ambulance, the tumour had burst during the endoscopy. And the consultant said, come to a quiet room. And I said, no, I need to be with my husband. I need to follow the ambulance. Talk to me now. And he said, we don't use the word advanced anymore, but that's what it is. And that was when I asked him if he'll live. So that was 3 weeks after he was ill, and then he died 6 weeks after that. But he went to Kingston Hospital. They were brilliant, but they worked closely with the Marsden, so Laurie was treated at the Marsden and at Kingston. And Rishi Gold, who's the consultant at Kingston, was absolutely superb. So the result of the research is they do hope. I mean, they have identified in these samples they've taken 51 so far. They're very excited. The head of research at the hospital, Helen Matthews, was at the meeting yesterday, and the professor, Hussain Ashrafi, and three PhD students who are all delightful. They're very excited because they have identified, they believe, and everybody says to me, be careful what you say, HPV strains within the tissues of these 51 samples. No, not all of them. They've got to finish drilling down, but I think it's very exciting, and they're definitely talking about the possibility of a vaccination eventually. So you know, obviously the samples need to be bigger, etc., etc. But they're great people, great team, and it's really good to be funding them.